Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
A boil water notice was issued in Houston, Texas on Sunday after multiple water treatment plants lost power. With a population of 2.3 million residents, Houston Public Works advised the public to avoid drinking water without boiling it first for at least 2 minutes. Black Friday is coming on. It's now time for Cyber Monday. Katie Lewis has more.
Major retailers are rolling out Cyber Monday deals. That group includes Amazon, Walmart, and Target in what's expected to be the biggest online shopping day of the year. Cyber Monday comes just days after Black Friday. Adobe Analytics says a record $9.1 billion was spent online for Black Friday alone. Adobe adds Cyber Monday is projected to grow more than 5% over last year with more than $11 billion in sales. In the USA Radio News Midwest Bureau, I'm Katie Lewis.
Maricopa County, Arizona is finally ready to certify their election Monday after 31% of their equipment had failures, leading to some calling it a flawed election, disenfranchising many voters. Malfunctions occurred at 63 of the county's 223 vote centers. The Arizona Attorney General is expected to certify the election today. More than 3,000 flights into or out of the United States have been delayed as of Sunday afternoon on the busiest travel day after Thanksgiving. Rain, wind, and thunderstorms are contributing to the issue. Another storm system moving into the Pacific Northwest is expected to bring heavy snow to the Cascades and Northern Rockies. Winds in Wyoming and Montana will also be an issue Monday. An estimated 54.6 million people traveled over the holiday weekend. USA Radio News.
Did you know that you could easily be saving up to 90% on your taxes by simply making a phone call? That's right. The Fortune 500, the globalists, all the big billionaires and millionaires, they know about the loopholes written into the law where most of them pay almost zero tax. In fact, many of them pay no tax. You even see it on the news. How are they able to do that, but the common person can't? So whether you're a school teacher, a lawyer, a scientist, a millionaire, a billionaire, or whether you're just a regular blue-collar worker, everybody should learn about the legal, lawful loopholes. And we've got an organization and a group that I am so proud to be working with, American Tax Solutions. GCN has a special deal with them to get you the best rates. Here's the most important part. They save you money and then get part of the savings. This is an absolute win-win solution. You've got to give them a call at 855-907-4841 or GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com. The only way you miss out is not making the phone call. Make it now.
One in three adults has prediabetes. One in three. That means it could be you, your football buddy. Your football buddy. Or you, your best man. Your worst man. You, your dog walker. Your cat jogger. While one in three adults has prediabetes, with early diagnosis, prediabetes can be reversed. Take the risk test at doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
At least four people have been killed and dozens more injured after jihadist militants attacked a hotel in Somalia's capital, Mogadishu. The location is the Villa Rose Hotel near the presidential palace. Security forces are battling to regain control of the building after it was stormed overnight. An Al-Qaeda affiliate group, Al-Shabaab, has claimed responsibility. Hundreds of demonstrators and police have clashed in Shanghai, China, as protests over China's severe COVID-19 restrictions continued into a third day and have now been announced to several other cities. The latest demonstrations, unprecedented in mainland China since President Xi Jinping took power a decade ago, protesters are holding up blank pieces of paper as to not say anything to get them arrested. Democrat lawmakers want to see President Trump's tax returns before they lose their majority in the House. Tony Maruso has more.
U.S. Congressional Democrats on Wednesday grappled with the daunting task of reviewing 6 years of former President Donald Trump's tax returns as Republicans prepared to take control of the House of Representatives in less than 6 weeks. The members of the Democratic-led House Ways and Means Committee said they hope to receive Trump's returns as soon as next week after the U.S. Supreme Court on Tuesday denied Trump's bid to shield the records from congressional scrutiny. From the Gulf Coast, USA Radio News Bureau, I'm Tony Maruso.
Thanks for listening. For USA Radio News, I'm Lance Pry.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important quality that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
Well, happy Monday to you. 6 minutes after the top of the hour, I am Bill Martinez. For more information on the show, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. It's all right there. You know, we hear words like anything that starts with an E, you know, or D-E. I mean, all these three-letter words flying around. And here recently, especially when it comes to, you know, when we talk about investing and what's going on in the business world, you hear ESG, okay? And how does that stack up against biblically responsible investing? ESG stands for environmental, social, and governance. It's also something to consider in light which most of us are right now with the economy in a free fall as it is. Okay, what strategies should we be employing? What is God showing you and sharing with you? Because God is always with us. He never leaves us nor forsakes us. He wants us to be successful. We have been sanctified, and by that we are set apart to do great things and to really stand out from the maddening crowd. Okay, but you know, we have to first do first principles, and that is we got to be listening to God in the first place, right? Well, Art Alley is back with us. He's the founder and CEO of the Timothy Plan, and I'm looking forward to this conversation with him so that we can deal with some real-life issues and to consider what are some strategies we need to employ in light of what our government is doing, what the environment is doing to us right now in terms of its impact on, you know, our tabletop, our kitchen top, tabletop issues that we deal with every day. Art, welcome back. Good to have you with us, sir.
Oh, my honor, Bill. Good to be with you, sir.
Well, I'm excited, you know, to talk about this because, of course, you know, the buzz, as we talked about, you know, within our society is, you know, the ESG, you know, environmental, social, and governance. How does this square up with, you know, biblical principles?
Well, it doesn't. Actually, you know, this is nothing new. People have been screening investments for, I don't know, well over 50 years now. And it just depends on what you're screening for. The ESG has taken on a life of its own. And as a result of that, more, you know, I've been doing this 45 years, Bill, in the investment industry.
Right.
Timothy Plan, we're going on almost 29 years now. And when I started this endeavor in my career in this industry, it was all about finding companies that made good products, did it profitably, ran their business responsibly for the benefit of their shareholders.
Exactly.
Mm-hmm. Well, that has slowly changed, and now it's more rapidly. It's like a snowball rolling downhill. Now, whether it's their own decisions from the White Ivory Towers or pressure from the humongous financial giants, liberal financial giants like BlackRock and Vanguard, they are paying more attention to the ESG. So I'm glad you're having this program, to the ESG scores that they get above making a profit for their shareholders.
Yeah, I mean, how do you subordinate? Exactly. It's so goofy because you're subordinating the responsibility, fiduciary. It's a fiduciary responsibility to deliver an ROI to the investors, a return on investment. And now you're going to compromise it through the filter of ESG, which all sounds warm and fuzzy. But, you know, business is about business. And all of a sudden now we're complicating and confusing the whole issue here. And we're losing sight of what the mission of business should really be about. Is that fair?
Well, that's pretty accurate, Bill, but it's not the whole story. It's worse than that. The ultra-left liberal side, who are trying to destroy America and everything she stands for and all the rest of the freedoms, which I'm sure your audience is well aware of, they are have taken usage of words to an art form. They are much better than us on the conservative side of the world are. And ESG sounds wonderful, and you said it yourself, sounds warm, fuzzy. You know, who would not be for environmental responsibility? I mean, who the heck wants to destroy the environment?
Right.
But they're not talking about that in environment. They're talking about total control of everybody's life by throwing fear of, you know, the world's coming to an end.
All under this guise. And again, when you, as you point out, Art, when you consider all that they've done in every other sector, it always comes up with this wordsmithing. I mean, they're really good at doing this kind of stuff. And give them credit. But the thing is, again, we're warned as people of faith that there will be that time that even God's elect is deceived. And so we need to go into this with our eyes wide open and understanding. I mean, I remember the first time this whole idea of climate change came in. I said, oh, gosh, can you imagine the conversation in heaven? You know, God looking at Peter going, what happened here with climate change? Didn't I tell you to fix that?
Yeah, geez, how did we miss that one?
You know, it's like, you know, I mean,
well,
how egotistical and arrogant that you would think that you could do anything with the environment, that man has the ability to do something that God hasn't allowed for and hasn't already fixed into his infrastructure.
Right. Well, you know, that really hit me hard. Bonnie and I love going on cruises. And we kind of swore off cruises when it got real political with all the vaccine and all that stuff going on. But you go on a cruise in the middle of the ocean and look around and think how arrogant people are to think they could begin to mess this up. This world is so big, not that we don't act responsibly, and we do, and corporations do. But it's not about environmental, it's about control. And the same with social and governance. Who doesn't want a company that's governed well? Well, that's not what they're talking about, Bill.
Exactly.
They're talking about forcing issues onto all of their shareholders, actually, from the way they operate, which includes the LGBTQ++, you know, it includes so many things that have nothing to do with social or governance, and it's all about control.
Exactly.
And they proved that they can control us, to get off the subject a little bit.
No, it's okay.
With
go
these
ahead.
Vaccines.
Well, vaccines and masks.
Scare the fool.
And they want to bring masks back again, too. No, you're exactly right. We've gone through this exercise. And, you know, at the end of the day, as you say, control, and what it is, it's a loss of liberty. You know, Jesus came to set the prisoners free. And no sooner has he set them free, you know, at all the cost that he gave us on the cross, that you've got these nefarious forces that are anti-God. I mean, you got to call it out for what it is. I mean, this is a sacrilege, what they're doing. They're They want to rob God's people of their liberties. And I don't think God's going to take that very well.
No, sir. Yeah. You nailed it well. And, you know, God will not be mocked.
Yeah.
They don't have a clue. But in the meantime, you know, we do the best we can. And you've got corporations now where Timothy stands apart. Yeah. You got corporations that are actually involved in abortion, for goodness sakes. What does that have to do with making their products?
Art, stand by.
Okay.
We got to stand by. We got to go to break. We got more from Art Alley after this. Stay with us.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
If you're like most Americans, you can see things are out of control. Global problems have local consequences, too many of them. And if the next news headline spins us into chaos, you'd better be ready. Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Today's the day to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. As we all know, calories equals energy equals survival. And as you'd expect from a true preparedness company, our food kits are in stock and ship quickly. Those who know what's coming are preparing today. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Packages start at $29.99 a month with signed agreement. Restrictions apply. Speak to a representative for complete offer details. See Vivint.com for license details. Terms and conditions apply.
Homeowners, if you're looking for the best in home security and smart home technology at a price you can actually afford, we have great news. Now you can get Vivint's award-winning home security systems starting at about a dollar a day. U.S. News and World Report has recognized Vivint as the best professionally installed home security system of 2022. And right now, you can get Vivint's home security technology for about a dollar a day. Plus, get free professional installation from a licensed technician. Protect your home and loved ones for as low as a dollar a day. Call right now for your free home security consultation.
800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. 800-584-2518. That's 800-584-2518.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront. No hidden costs or fees and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
fresh and independent we are. 19 minutes after the top of the hour, the Bill Martinez Show coming at you. For more information, check it out, BillMartinezShow.com. Art Elliott is with us. He is the founder and CEO of the Timothy Plan. This whole issue, ESG, all the other, you know, letters and initials that are out there, it's all a contrivance. It's all a compromise. It's a fake narrative. To get us to believe something, you know, which Klaus Schwab has presented in terms of the Great Reset, right? That you will own nothing and you'll like it. This is a surrendering of your liberties, the liberties that Jesus went to the cross to give us. How dare we, abuse our birthright? God didn't sit very well with Esau when he disrespected his birthright. And I think we should take away from that story that, for the price that Jesus paid on the cross for our freedoms, that is part of our birthright. Our new birthright is this new creation that we need to honor this art. And what you've been doing with the Timothy Plan for, you know, all these years, these decades have been such a blessing to help us realize that when it comes to investing, there has to be an alignment with our faith and how we steward our money, right?
Well, you're right on, man. And when we launched Timothy, first, I didn't want to even do it, to be honest with you. But God has a 2x4 with my name on it, it hurts, and I had no choice.
Oh, you too, huh?
But when we launched it, you know, my friends on Wall Street, I mean, I'd been in the business 18 years by then.
Yeah.
They said, Allie, you are nuts. And, of course, my wife still says that from time to time.
Very lovingly, though, by the way, I'm sure.
I said, what do you mean I'm nuts? I said, you cannot launch a investment program, a platform, mutual funds, that screens out the largest, most profitable companies in the industry and expect to get good investment returns. Mm-hmm. Well, that was 29 years ago. And my response then hasn't changed in 29 years, Bill. My response was, listen, if you are a Bible-believing Christian, obedience trumps performance every single time.
Amen.
And if you do not go, you know, you got free will, go do whatever you want. But what we've proven, Bill, over these years is you can get competitive performance without compromising your biblical values. And, it took a long time for people to understand that, but mm-hmm. they're getting it now.
Right.
We do all the hard work, but when you invest in one of our funds, and we got 12 mutual funds now and six, soon to be seven, wow. exchange-traded funds, none of which will own these companies that are trying to destroy our culture, whether it's abortion, pornography, promoting the LGBTQ++ agenda, mm-hmm. anti-family entertainment. We got a whole slew of screens. If companies are pursuing an unholy agenda, you can put it in the bank that Timothy will not own shares of that company. And our money management firms, we even surprised them because they thought we were nuts too.
Exactly.
Because, they're large firms that manage gazillions of dollars. But they have found that when you do it God's way, you're not going to sacrifice competitive returns. You know, sometimes we'll be a little behind indexes. Sometimes we'll be ahead. This year we're way ahead of our indexes. But you don't have to compromise your values.
Exactly.
But even if you did, Bill, we would do the same thing because obeying God beats playing with the world every single
time. Everything. Exactly. Well, look what happened with the movie industry. You know, Disney's finding out here, you know, they've gone down this slippery road, you know, honoring all these, these social, you know, concerns and interests and everything, and have sacrificed, bottom line dollars, return on investment, what they've done to investors there. I mean, now their stock is down to under $100. I think at one time, well over 200, I think, you know, not that long ago. They've just really shot themselves in the foot. Exactly. And Ted Baer with Movie Guide has been telling them forever, all these things. They go, what is it with those Christian movies? Why is The Chosen, you know, they come up with this unique idea of crowdfunding. Why are they doing so well? They had, you know, three great nights over Thanksgiving weekend, and the numbers that they're turning out on only 2,000 theaters, you know, was a Fathom event. It was a special thing, you know, for Christians to be able to go see The Chosen. And I think they were number three overall in the box office over the weekend. And Hollywood's going, what the heck happened? But to your point is that, you know, we're honoring God. God is honoring us. He's honoring them, you know, and those that are investing in, you know, in this series.
Ted Baer is a good friend, and he is a mirror image in entertainment, but we are an investment.
Oh.
And when he first moved from Atlanta out to Hollywood, I called him and said, man, are you crazy? It's dark out there.
Yes.
He said, somebody has to light a candle.
Amen.
And over the years, he has had such an impact because, you know, when these guys finally wake up and find out that they're excluding, you know, 80% of their audience because parents won't take kids to some of this trash that's been in the movies.
Right.
They wake up. Mm-hmm. And as a result, I think last year, 80% of the new films that came out had some kind of clean, redeeming value to them.
Right.
Whether they were Christian or just socially responsible. And it just shows the power people have if they will stand on their values and, you know, our back's up against the wall now, like you were saying earlier. They keep pushing. They're never going to be satisfied.
Right.
But
well, it's time for us.
Yeah.
It's time for us to hit the great reset button. They're hitting their own.
Man.
We hit our own. And you know, the Timothy plan as it relates to investing. But it also, we need to expand it to where it is a mindset. The Timothy plan mindset that not only investing in terms of what you've been trained to do, but also our purchases, our everyday purchases at the grocery store. You know, what stores we go to, because clearly there are stores there that are supporting abortion. I won't go to Starbucks anymore. I used to go to Starbucks.
Yeah, no.
And here they are. They're investing in abortion. I'm sorry. I don't want to participate in that. Okay.
Then you won't own them if you invest in Timothy.
Right.
But you know what? If we talked about them being so skilled at wordsmithing and making words sound so good and changing the meaning, but they also are ahead of us in this area of money. They have weaponized money. And when I say they, it's the crowd that's trying to take America down and destroy our culture and our values and our freedoms and liberties as a result.
Right.
But they know money is the central thing that people respond to. And if you do it biblically, you know, you're on God's side. And if you do it the way the world does it, which is where we get all of our training, to be honest, in handling money, when you do it the world's way, it's always, not usually, always contrary to what God's word says. So if I can just inject one thought here, and I don't mean to be preaching. Yes, I do.
That's why we have you here, Art.
So
let it go.
I got so convicted on this, the power of money, Bill, that 20 years ago, I sat down with the Bible, with a bunch of study material, and hibernated for 3 months. And put together a biblical stewardship study course that is 9 hours long. It's cradle to grave. It's how you handle money biblically. It has all the scriptural references in it. And it covers a whole waterfront of handling money, whether you're earning it or spending it or saving it or getting out of debt with it or educating your kids or estate planning and all the rest.
Wow.
And
Well, 30 seconds left, Art. How can we get our hands on this?
Get it. I mean, it's on our website. Go to timothyplan.com. It's right on the home page. We give it to you. Click on it. Take it at leisure. It's 9 hours long, but it will give you the resources you need of handling money God's way. And it only works, Bill, every time.
Every time. It's amazing. All right, Ali, thank you so much. Founder and CEO of the Timothy Plan. Thank you.
This is a potter's field. When people can't pay for their funerals, they are buried here. It is a lonely, desolate place, littered with unmarked headstones. No one visits. No one leaves flowers. But it doesn't have to be that way. For as low as $1 a day, you can ensure your family will have the money to pay your funeral expenses. We offer burial insurance plans that pay up to $30,000. Considering the average funeral costs more than $10,000, that's peace of mind for your family. There are no medical exams, your rates won't increase, and your policy cannot be canceled as long as you make your premium payments. Call now to get approved in minutes and ensure your final resting place is more than just a pauper's grave in a potter's field.
800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. 800-562-2407. That's 800-562-2407. Paid for by Final Expense Direct.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
The Federal Aviation Administration said a single-engine plane, which had departed White Plains, New York, crashed into a power line tower near Montgomery County Air Park in Gaithersburg, Maryland, Sunday evening. Two men in their mid-60s were trapped atop the tower, roughly 100 feet off the ground. Hypothermia was also an issue. The two were rescued in the early hours of Monday. Witness William Smouse on ABC 7 Chicago.
We can see the light in the cockpit of the cell phone from the pilot. We did hear that they called in to say they were okay.
More than 3,000 flights into or out of the United States have been delayed as of Sunday afternoon, one of the busiest travel days of Thanksgiving. Rain, wind, and thunderstorms are contributing to the issue. Another storm system moving into the Pacific Northwest is expected to bring heavy snow to the Cascades and Northern Rockies. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I think Brad's having fun with me, you know, because, you know, we were talking about being a former Marine. We got to hear the Marine Corps theme. I mean, you know, a couple of days after the birthday, but it's okay. You can wish me a happy belated Marine Corps birthday, you know, a couple of weeks down the road. But, hey, all is well. Thank you for being with us. Happy Thanksgiving to you. 28 minutes before the top of the hour. From Open the Books, we got my good friend Adam Angieski with us. Adam, how are you, buddy?
Hey, great to be on the program, Bill. Thanks for having me on.
Okay, so help us understand here, Adam. China's not an ally, are they? I mean, has something happened that we missed in translation here that we need to continue to support China that has been ripping us off, that wants to take over our reigning position as the superpower of the world? They continue to do everything they can to endanger our citizens, endanger us, and then somehow we're allowing $20 million in military research going to China? What are we missing here?
Yeah, you accurately characterized it. Look, since 1987, there's been 162 scientists from Los Alamos, our crown jewel national laboratory, that don't work for the United States government any longer. They don't work on behalf of the American people. They're back in China working on behalf of the People's Republic of China, building the Chinese nuclear capabilities in some major areas. Hypersonic missiles, jet engines, the latest in noise reduction on submarines, deep earth penetrating warheads, unmanned vehicles. Basically, I'm describing five areas that go right to military readiness, right to competitiveness,
kind superiority,
of the right. Great leap mm-hmm. over the American people.
Now, these 162 former employees at Los Alamos, were these, of Chinese birth origin? They came here, they were trained in the United States, they got into science, and here they end up at Los Alamos, or is it a combination of expats and, former U.S. American citizens that now have jumped ship?
So from what I understand, and it was Strider Technologies that did the report, and it's the first time there's been publicly sourced transparency on the people, the places, the methods, and the areas of technology that they're working on, the first time that this has come to light from publicly sourced materials. So in terms of transparency, it was an outstanding report by Strider Technologies. And so, look, these are, from what I understand from the report, it is Chinese-born residents who have come to America, educated in our colleges and universities. We've employed them in our national labs. We've funded them oftentimes with millions of dollars worth of taxpayer grants. In at least one circumstance, one of the scientists out of 162 was given the Q clearance level, that's top secret access to our nation's crown jewel intelligence. And then they're recruited by China back to the motherland. And so there's a university, it's called Southern University for Science and Technology, SUSTECH, and their objective is to be the Stanford of China. And 15 former employees of Los Alamos, back in China they call it the Los Alamos Club, I said, they're not working here in America any longer. They're working for SUSTECH, building the Chinese capabilities through that university.
How vulnerable does this make us? I mean, are we can only imagine the vulnerability? I mean, this seems so obvious, like you're citing, the areas of, military objectives and their mission, the weaponry that, this is very sophisticated. China would not have even had a roadmap to these, to these targets in terms of what to focus on had it not been for these 162 employees, do you think? I mean, because you're talking reducing the learning curve, and this is what China has done repeatedly. This is why they steal intellectual property, is they're doing everything they can to short-circuit and speed up their development, are they not?
Yes, it's a strategy, and it's a very sophisticated strategy, and it's smart. You use the treasure of your opponent, of your enemy, to build your own capabilities. And that's exactly what's going on. You know, we're educating them. We're employing them. We're giving them access to our secrets. And then they're recruiting them back to the motherland.
Right.
And that's the Chinese strategy. They're executing on it. They've been executing on it for the last couple of decades. And it's bearing fruit for China, but not for America.
I got to tell you, 30, 40 years ago, when I was a radio personality in Los Angeles, we used to tease about seceding from the union. And if we seceded from the union, we'd apply for foreign aid and the government would give it to us. We would joke about this literally. And here it is. I mean, in actuality, this is occurring. And they have been able to utilize and take advantage of this country three ways for Sunday, whether it's COVID. I mean, look what they did during COVID. How much money, how much, PPE did they get from the United States? And here they are. They're the ignition for all intent and purposes, even though the WHO, is saying, well, we're looking into it. I mean, my goodness, this has been years and you're still looking into it. I think that people are smart enough to figure out what was the ignition point of COVID. Now, whether or not it was accident or purposeful, that's something else to be adjudicated, but there doesn't seem to be the courage to figure that out. And, you know, that can get you in the weeds. Meantime, you know who the problem is and what they continue to do, and America continues, its leadership continues to be duped at the expense of the American people here, Adam, because, you know, like you said, they're using, they're using the other country's resources and assets, and it's brilliant if you can get away with it, but it is shocking to think that America is that stupid that we would, you know, hand the keys to the palace over to our enemy.
Well, and it's a three-pronged strategy. So it's not only recruitment back to the motherland, you know, after, just like what we've described here, but it's also just straight-up espionage and stealing. So the FBI has characterized Chinese espionage as stealing as the largest transfer of wealth in all of human history.
Wow.
The FBI is opening up a Chinese case on espionage every 10 to 12 hours, and they say they have up to 5,000 concurrent investigations going on right now. Wake up.
Maybe we can put those 87,000 new IRS agents, maybe we put them on that project, huh? What do you think?
Well, that would be a gainful use of money and talent. Here's the other thing that China's doing. They're maxing out all the legal strategies to fleece us. At the height of the pandemic, when Congress authorized the Paycheck Protection Program to compensate mom-and-pop businesses on Main Street, whose businesses were locked down during the economic shutdown, there was 125 domestic Chinese communist-owned defense companies that scooped up $400 million worth of round one PPP funding. So it was PPP funding for the CCP.
And, of course, there's no payback on that, right? I mean, that you get the money and it's loan forgive, everything about the Biden, we're forgiving everything. We're forgiving tuition. We're forgiving, PPE money. We just keep forgiving at the people's expense, I guess, because it's not coming out directly of Joe Biden's pocket. But you got to know, politics being what it is, it's paying off somebody, Adam.
Yeah, 95% of those PPP loans were forgiven. They were grants.
Wow. Yeah, and again, it's like if you follow the money and you see the tentacles here, I mean, Miranda Devine and others, John Solomon, Peter Schweitzer have reported, extensively on how our leadership in our country, we're talking Beltway leadership, have been elite captured. And they've sold themselves and sold us along with it. And now they are captured and they can... You know, they cannot defend and protect American interests anymore because they've sold out. We've got to go to a quick break. We've got more from Open the Books, Adam Angieski, right after this.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the Home Security Hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
President Biden recently released a massive $6 trillion budget, the largest budget in U.S. history. And guess who pays the bill? That's right, you, the American taxpayer. American citizens and business owners will be paying more taxes. That's a fact. And if you owe back taxes, they will be coming after you to collect payments. In fact, President Biden also hired thousands more IRS agents to go after you. If you got a letter from the IRS and you know you owe back taxes or you haven't filed in years, don't put your head in the sand. Call us today. We've saved our customers millions of tax dollars. One quick, free phone call will show you how we can reduce your past tax bill and save you thousands, guaranteed, or you pay nothing. Call now.
800-932-1597. 800-932-1597. That's 800-932-1597. Paid for by the Tax Helpline.
I know I need to pay attention to my health, but I just can't seem to find the time. Between rushing to work and taking care of the kids, there's not much time left over for me. So I decided to start small by eating more fruits and vegetables and being more active. And then I got the family to make some changes too. We started by keeping a bowl of fresh fruit on the counter, and I limit the amount of sweet snacks I keep in the house. I've also found some creative ways to add more vegetables to our meals. We're taking more walks, and on the weekends, we head down to the pool at the rec center. It doesn't happen every day, but it does happen. You don't have to change your entire life to be healthier. Just make some simple changes and include your family. You'll see how easy and fun it can be.
You can make a difference. Eat smart, play hard. And when you do, your kids will too. A challenge from USDA.
Fred Dreyer here for the product I use and love, Balance7.com. Are you suffering with heartburn? Get relief from Balance 7. You know, most people are able to go back to eating the foods they enjoy with Balance 7. Please don't be stubborn. This really works. You're just a sip away from enjoying the foods you like. Try Balance 7 with a money-back guarantee. Are you experiencing fatigue and brain fog? So many people complain that in the afternoon, their energy seems to disappear and the brain becomes foggy. Balance 7 neutralizes the acids in your body. This aids your digestion. The energy from food is more effective, and afternoon brain fog fades away. Balance 7 is the answer. Go to balance7.com or call 800-793-9039. That's 800-793-9039. Mention the code word FRED and get $10 off your order. Call 800-793-9039 and mention the code word FRED. Get heartburn relief and more with my favorite, balance7.com.
We're back with you 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Happy Thanksgiving to you. Good to have you with us. Adam Andrzejewski continues with us. He is the founder of Open the Books and author of Operation Drain the Swamp. Adam, you know, you talked about PPE money, how that's been wasted. I think it was reported, you reported several months back, something like $400 billion of PPE money that's just vapor. The government doesn't even know where it's at, and there's been no follow-up, no accountability with that. We just keep on, you know, writing checks, sending money out there.
Yeah, that number, that top-line number on the all of COVID aid fraud programs could top $600 billion. That's the number now being talked about privately among Inspector General circles. And so you've got, you know, massive fraud in the unemployment, space, where up to $400 billion could be just stolen by criminals, con artists, and crime syndicates from around the world. It's an open question talking about China, whether or not Chinese hackers stole enough of our unemployment COVID aid to fund their entire military budget for the next year. That number would be $200 billion. Same with Russia. Mm-hmm. Their military budget is $80 billion. And Russian hackers could have certainly stolen $80 billion worth of our unemployment COVID aid. The systems were so lax.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. And then, of course, do we dare ask about what's going on with the money sent to Ukraine?
That one's even above my pay grade.
Yeah, well, eventually, I'm sure, we'll come into the crosshairs of Open the Books, because you're keeping an eye on the people's money and the people's interests.
That's right.
And, you know, unfortunately, when our bureaucracy and our government that thinks that they're a entity of, for, and by themselves, this is the kind of ridiculous stuff that goes on. I mean, we're $31 trillion and counting, and, you know, interest rates being what they are, the reality of them, I mean, it's going to get to the point where, you know, we're you know, before we even open the door, we're going to have $1 trillion worth of interest to be paid out because of the debt that we're carrying here, Adam.
Yeah, and that would be more than the United States military budget, which is about $800 billion a year. So, yeah, we've said for years on your program, C-SPAN, anyone who would listen, that our national debt is the number one national security threat to the United States. And now we're going to start seeing this, unfortunately, start to play out.
And speaking of the military, of course, God forbid there ever be an audit on the money, the investment that the people have made in the military. I mean, you know, $800 billion that are out there, and supposedly the Pentagon, you know, has lost lots of billions of dollars they can't account for. You know, and it's one of those things where it is metastasized so badly that if it was a patient on the operating table, the doctors would just sew them back up and, you know, just say, it's over. It has overtaken the institution so much so that it's almost irretrievable.
Well, to President Donald Trump's credit, he forced the Pentagon for the first time ever to undergo a couple of audits. They flunked those audits, but it started the process of accountability. Over the years, we've done some pretty good oversight at the DOD. For instance, we found the fact that the Pentagon was spending $1,200 per coffee cup on expensive coffee cups to keep the coffee warm for its fighter pilots, and they were cheaply made. The handles were breaking off. We put this in the Wall Street Journal, and U.S. Senator from Iowa, Chuck Grassley, wrote an oversight letter to the Department of Defense, and he got that program stopped, but not after they spent $350,000 buying expensive $1,200 coffee cups.
Wow. Did you ever get one of those, Adam? I mean, I mean, the space age coffee cup. I mean, that you know, that's a serious coffee mug. I mean, I'm sure it's probably a collector's item now amongst the military fighter pilots.
Serious?
Unbelievable. Yeah,
that's a heck of a warming device.
Yeah, this is what happens when it's other people's money, right? And you and I have talked about this before. You know, of course, we're into a new fiscal year, and you know, but every year as it cycles, you know, we get into those last 60, 90 days and everybody's got to vacate their budget. And that's when all these stupid purchases take place because it's not their money. It's the people's money. And it's just disgusting how they continue to insult the people, because when it comes time to pay up, you know, the interest and pay up, you know, boy, I'll tell you, if that day of reckoning ever occurs where we got to pay the principal on $31 trillion, heaven help us. I mean, what are we going to do here? We're going to have to sell our bodies out and, you know, however way we can to possibly repay $31 trillion in counting.
Well, and that's why there's just no honeymoon for anyone who just got elected to the U.S. House of Representatives. Obviously, control flipped from Nancy Pelosi to the Republicans. But look, you go back through the last 20 years of spending, and it's George W. Bush, the national debt was under $6 trillion. Today, after Bush, Obama, Trump, Biden, RD, you're north of $30 trillion, a five-time increase in the national debt in just 20 years. So Republicans and Democrats have spent way too much. Oftentimes Republicans have joined Democrats to drain the U.S. Treasury from the left. All that has to stop.
Well, don't you? I mean, part of the problem in the Bush administration, not that I'm trying to make an apology for them, but the reality was is that Bill Clinton had stripped the military to such a degree that when we went to war, you know, after 9/11, you know, all of a sudden now he becomes a wartime president and realizes he doesn't have guns and ammo. I mean, I remember, you know, our kids going overseas and sending letters to parents going, hey, would you mind going to Home Depot and get some sheet metal and send it to me? Go, what do you mean go to Home Depot? Get you? What are you talking about? Well, we have to reinforce the Humvees. What do you mean you have to reinforce the Humvees? Well, because they're ill equipped and we're, you know,
they're blowing up our Humvees, and we need to reinforce, the armor so we can have some sort of armor protection on these vehicles. I mean, that's how anemic it was, Adam, to think right. The United States of America, you remember? That was insane that went on. So that so suddenly we're rapid fire having to rebuild the military, pour a bunch of money into it, and then, of course, everything else that goes, and then you have two administrations that were socialist-driven, social justice-driven, and we just could not spend enough money to pay for all the political favors that, got Barack Obama elected, right?
Yeah, no, it's true. I mean, look, our elites at every level have sold us out.
Yeah.
It's completely mismanaged the resources of the greatest nation, the hardest working people ever in the history of the world. And so, like I said, there's no honeymoon. There's no honeymoons for the Republican in the House, and people need to bring the heat so everybody sees the light.
Do they have the intestinal fortitude to really do something about this? Or is the paradigm of the Beltway, if the paradigm of the Beltway is such, it's so established that they just can't do it? Because the number one job of these people is to get reelected. And the only way they can get reelected is to go along to get along. And to go along to get along is that there is a sub-infrastructure. And actually, I say sub, it's only because it's happening in the shadows and people are not aware that that's what funds the political engine, this political, industrial complex, so to speak. And, Donald Trump identified it as the deep state. And they're there getting ready. I mean, their hands are always open. It's like, look, I got you elected and you owe me. And this is why I think all this stupid money is being spent by the Democrats and Joe Biden right now is to make up. And I keep telling people this is to make up for political favors that was lost when Donald Trump won, for the Democratic Party, because they had made promises to people because they thought for sure Hillary Clinton was a shoo-in. And so here they spent all this money. If you remember, just on her campaign alone, she spent twice as much as Donald Trump did, and she lost.
Yeah, no, I mean, look, all of what you said is true. And, a lot of this, Biden is and the Democrats, they have spent so much money and they have put the infrastructure, further cemented the infrastructure at every level. Think about the American Rescue Act, $350 billion. Never forget that Governor Newsom wanted a $1 trillion bailout of the states and localities. They got $350 billion. They don't even know how to spend that.
Exactly.
They even got Republican governors. The Republicans in Congress said they all voted no on that bill, but the Republican governors are taking the dough. And you've even got Iowa Governor Kim Reynolds. She's spending $23 million in COVID aid on a baseball field, the Field of Dreams permanent stadium being funded by her state's American Rescue Act COVID bailout.
Unbelievable. Yeah. Well, this is a silliness that takes place in government, and this is why we have to keep a watch on what the government is doing with our money. As we wrap things up, a minute left here, Adam Andrzejewski, the waste of the week, you're reporting. Go ahead.
Yeah, so every day at Real Clear Policy, we put up a piece on the waste of the day. And so, for instance, today it's on the $55 million on anti-smoking campaign. Sounds good, but it's going on an equity basis. What does that mean? To quote-unquote marginalized communities like African-Americans. But smoking is colorblind. No, blacks are smoking at the same rate as white. Hispanics are smoking at about two-thirds of the rate as white. And that's not the way Biden is doling out the money.
Yeah, this whole idea of equity, it is so pervasive, and it is only adding to the systemic racism, unfortunately, in our country. And people's eyes have got to be opened up to this, Adam. Adam, how can people be in touch with you?
Just come to openthebooks.com. When you come to our website for the first time, there'll be a pop-up. Key your email address that puts you on our breaking news.
First, we decide where we want to go. Then we need to know the best way to get there. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta. I'm the owner of Advantage Gold. We're the highest-rated precious metals firm in the country. We teach people how to own physical gold and silver. Now, we've won the Best of TrustLink Award 4 years in a row because we educate our clients on how to buy gold and silver the right way. We don't pay celebrity spokespeople millions of dollars. We'd rather pass that value on to you. Call 800-900-8000 and speak with one of our experts. We'll send you a free gold kit along with my latest number one national best-selling book, The Great Devaluation. Call 800-900-8000. That's 800-900-8000. Get the best information, the best process, the best service, the best value. Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000. Call 800-900-8000.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Consult with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
Frustrated trying to get business?